Dreamworld will remain closed for at least a day after four people died on one of its rides yesterday afternoon. Authorities are working with the park management and owners to determine what caused the Thunder River Rapids ride to malfunction. But the union representing workers at the popular Gold Coast theme park has expressed concerns to the state regulator about safety at the park. Catherine Gregory reports.
Once considered the family-friendly, low-risk ride, Dreamworld's Thunder River Rapids is now associated with tragedy. A coronial investigation is underway into how four adults died on the ride on Tuesday afternoon. Ben Swan, the Queensland Secretary of the Australian Workers' Union, says he's had concerns about general safety at the park.
We raise concerns directly with the company as far back as April 2015. We have had concerns about maintenance and operation regimes. I don't want to get drawn into too much detail about that, and I can't speak to the particular ride in question. What I can say is that it is now a matter of public record because we put right to information requests into the Division of Workplace Health and Safety that we have concerns.
The union says the RTI was opposed by the company Ardent, which owns Dreamworld.
We've expressed those concerns directly to the company. I don't want to inflame the situation because I think people's priorities should rightly be on taking care of the situation that immediately exists. But we did hold some very grave concerns about safety of equipment and the operation of equipment at that site.
Mr. Swan says staff will be supported through the trauma of the incident and potential job insecurity if the park closes. Staff tried to resuscitate the two men aged 38 and 35 and two women aged 42 and 32 before emergency services arrived. Police Inspector Todd Reid says witnesses and police are also being offered counselling.
Had the forensic pathologist attend the scene and examine the deceased in situ. I'm able to say that the state coroner has attended the scene and examine the scene, that we have specialist police here.
Initial investigations reveal two rafts collided on the water rapids, throwing two victims onto the wooden conveyor belt and trapping the other two underneath the raft. The ride has been in operation for over three decades. This is not the first safety incident at the popular Gold Coast theme park. In April, a man was severely injured after falling off Dreamworld's log ride. His lawyer, Sugath Rajadoru from Little's Lawyers, is alleging negligence in the litigation against the company.
There was a bit of a delay, enough for him to have other boats run over the top of him. And it was actually his friend who actually had to rescue him and pull him out of the water.
Dreamworld's Facebook shows comments from patrons who experienced problems on the Thunder River Rapids ride earlier on Tuesday, as well as concerns about other rides on previous occasions. But local state MP Michael Crandon defends safety at Dreamworld.
I was only speaking to the CEO just the other day, and he was quite buoyant about the market. But, you know, to see this kind of thing happen, I know they're very, very thorough with their inspections. My understanding is they're done on a daily basis.
There is no national safety regulator for theme parks in Australia. Instead, it is managed by each jurisdiction. Queensland Workplace Health and Safety is working with police and Dreamworld as part of the investigation.
Catherine Gregory with that report.